Robert Bruno is with us, a professor of labor and employment relations at the U of I and director for the Project for Middle Class Renewal. Welcome to the show, Robert. What is Middle Class Renewal? What's that project about?
That project is about looking at the ways that the state of Illinois, through its public policy, could advance the growth, the interest, and development of people into the middle class, and to create good working opportunities and healthy communities by looking at a myriad of policies that make a difference in people climbing the economic ladder.
Is the middle class shrinking?
It is. It is. It is across the country and has been for some time. There's good news to report, however, in Illinois, and we've done that in a number of studies that we've produced to show that median incomes are growing, that we have more taxpayers, and we have a really large labor force, and we've got an economy that's over $1 trillion. So there's really a lot of positive news that comes out of Illinois, but there's certainly people who aren't doing as well, and folks who would like to advance up that economic ladder, and the state certainly could be doing a better job in a number of different metrics. And we hope that through some good social science and analysis, like, you know, looking at housing gaps and housing shortages, that we can provide some insight into
because
what the state
sometimes people
do.
In the middle class are looking at paying 30%, 35%, 40%, maybe in certain situations up to 50% of their income in housing costs.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's one of the reasons why we did the study. So, you know, if you get above 30%, then you're considered a housing burden. And when you start talking about 40, 50% or more, now you're encroaching on severely or excessively housing burden. And that's just isn't going to work for workers who are earning around the median income or earning below that, trying to raise children, which is why there really is a need to find a good place for people to live, because that, for working and middle class people, that's the biggest capital asset that they have, and that home just grounds them. It grounds them in a community.
Well, and it helps them raise their children. Is there a chance that the middle class disappears during our lifetime?
Wow, boy, that's a real bleak.
I know it's bleak, Robert, but I hear that a lot. People are like, it's disappearing. At what rate is it disappearing?
Well,
and, you know, will there be a total separation of the classes? I mean, you're either rich or you're poor.
Yeah. And sort of refer to it as a kind of a polarized or dumbbell economy where we grow the groups of people on the lower end of the income and wealth scale and at the same time at the top end. And there has been that increased polarization, and there is evidence that that the United States is really no longer a middle class society. When you look at the amount of wealth and income that actually goes back to people who are working for wages and salaries, because the extreme concentration of wealth is really just severely burdening the vast majority of people. So, you know, could the conditions get a lot worse? Well, yeah, and they can get a lot worse unless government gets the policy right and properly interacts with the market. We're hoping that it isn't too late to turn these things around, and we can use the right levers to build economic prosperity. And we've got a whole lot of history that helps us understand what we can do.
So how did the number 227,000 units come up within 5 years to keep up with the housing demand in our state?
Yeah. Well, what we did was we really kind of a blended approach. We looked at different organizations that collect housing data, that do analysis around an unmet demand, and then a housing shortage. Folks like Moody Analytics, and then various groups that collect data on housing permits and housing construction and households. And we blend those approaches together. And then we look at, well, what was an historical average, a 10-year average of vacancy rates, a kind of what economists refer to as a natural vacancy rate for Illinois, and then look at where we currently are and produce an estimate that lands in that 227,000 a spot, which is we're recommending then, you know, the state would have to build about 45,000 new units over the next 5 years to help really bring that vacancy rate. You never get it to zero, and you wouldn't want it to be actually at zero, but to bring it back to the historical average, and then we think meet the demand of people that are out. You know, they're out there. They're earning, but they're in a different kind of housing situation, and they'd like to get out and they'd like to buy a house, but they just can't find one they can afford because, we're just not building enough, and that's true nationwide. Certainly, Illinois is not alone in that regard. But we should look at what Illinois could do to shorten that shortage, because that shortage, obviously, and you were maybe going to also comment on that shortage, also is going to raise, it's going to, if you will, kind of unofficially raise the price of the available housing,
because right,
there's less of it. You got a whole lot more people sort of competing for it. And under those conditions, only the folks who are earning at the very top of the income ladder are going to find that housing. They're going to leave everybody else out.
And the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, has made this a point and tried to come up with some significant investments. How would you rate what he's doing? And is it successful in any way? Is there hope that it will work?
You know, and we do acknowledge it in our study. We do mention what the mayor is doing, and we do see it as a positive step, that it is a substantial investment, a couple of different ways in which the mayor and the city are trying to meet that affordability demand. I think clearly the mayor understands the problem and properly sees the urgency in it. And so we like what we see coming out of Chicago. And I think there probably are, well, we do recommend a number of things that the state could do, and those things could also further be done in Chicago. But from at least, it's too early to tell to answer your question about the effectiveness. Could it make a difference? Yes.
All right. Thank you for joining us. I wish we had more time. That's Robert Bruno, a professor of labor and employment relations at the U of I and director of the Project for Middle Class Renewal.